Okay, at this time, I'd like to thank you again for coming and joining us here tonight. We are now about to begin the second program. The grades, as part of the grades 10 group, and the grades 10 through 12 are going to be doing The Villain of Venice. This is the first time we've done this particular Patch the Pirate story. We want to thank you again for coming. I just want to also give a lot of thanks to those who have helped, a lot of people that were on the back of your program that have been very instrumental in different aspects of this. It's a labor of many people coming together, and we just trust that it's all going to be well-pleasing, and you'll hopefully be very encouraged. So at this time, we will begin The Villain of Venice.
Thank you. are called gondolas. The man singing is a gondolier.
Oh, solo meow. Oh, solo meow. Mamma mia. Oh,
that gondola just sunk.
I've got a sinking feeling about this. Can we help
him, Captain Cat? I sure hope he had Geico boat insurance.
Captain Cat, who's coming?
Ah, Capitan, I'm so glad you could have come.
It feels good, it feels good, Papa. Screw, I'm sure you all remember Papa Luigi Carrado.
Ah, sure they remember me. Where else are they going to find the best spaghetti in all of Italy?
Mamma mia!
That's true. Luigi, you may bring a home as a meat ball, but it's me who make it the sauce.
And it's a must be at a PJ pirate, all grown up.
Oh, sure, that's a PJ!
Good to see you. And look at the princess. Okay, Bella! Come on, come on. Everybody, you're looking so beautiful.
Oh, beautiful! They look so skinny. Come, I made with some of Papa Luigi's special pizza.
For breakfast?
Oh, sure, for breakfast. You can eat the pizza all the time.
That's right. Come, let Papa show you how we make the pizza.
Pizza better than mine.
It's all the best, just like he says.
How many of you never have a Luigi's pizza?
Huh?
You never have my pizza? Mamma mia.
Well, we've got a treat for you.
La 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 la.
High in the air.
You spin on the dough with so much care.
Sometimes I spin on the dough too high.
And it gets stuck into the ceiling.
And then we got a scrape and a scrape and a scrape.
And it really upsets Luigi. Ay, ay, ay.
La 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 la.
Every pizza's made by hand.
I spread the dough all over the pan.
I add in the sauce, the meat, the spice.
Then I stand back from my beautiful creation. Tears are rolling down my face.
And Luigi say,
"That's nice."
Everybody, say it with a Luigi.
That's a nice. La 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 la.
Capitan, things are very, very bad here. We don't know who, but somebody is sinking all the gondolas.
Oh, no! But what will all the tourists do? Not everyone has a wondrous wings to whisk across the waters.
And how are we going to get about the city with so few gondolas? We don't hear no more music, no more nothing.
We always used to hear the beautiful music, but now, the silence. She grows.
If we we don't find out who's doing all of these terrible things.
Wait, Mary. It'll be the end of the gondoliers and Venice. Oh, never be the same.
Do everything we can to help.
Oh, Capitan, I don't know why you're so good to us.
It's because you got the Jesus inside of him. His light is shining in and out.
That's the kind of Christians we want to be, isn't it, PJ?
That's right, Captain Patch.
Some say there are no captains. America, but Venice is the city of cats. Eugenie, get down! Sissy is a guest of Mama and Papa Frog, and she is here with Captain Patch to assist us on this case.
Sissy, are you all right? Just a little. Am I just impressed? You're gonna have to be careful here, Sissy.
So sorry, Miss Seagull. You want to come back over here? Be our guest.
No, thanks. I think I'll still stay right here next to the captain.
But so let me...
I'll put up the entire piece of precarious.
Let me introduce myself. I am Puccini, leader of the Magnifico Singing Cats of Venice.
Hey, what about Meow?
And this is Puccini?
Hey, and what about Meow?
And this is Zucchini. You want to hear some beautiful music?
Oh, yeah.
Oh yes, yeah.
So we can see.
I think so.
And a one, and a two, and a three. We are the singing cats. We chase the flame of rats. We sing and dance and play and press and live like Mr. Krabs. You'll fall in love with Meow!
Meow!
Step right up and fire your CG.
And how?
Like how?
Meow!
Anything unusual? Was anyone else around when it happened?
Let me think. There was a man running down the alley. Do you think he sunk in my boat?
Did you see what he looked like?
No. He was running in the other direction. But he was wearing a funny hat.
Interesting. Thank you for your help.
Captain Patch. Sherlock wears a funny hat.
Just as I suspected. Did you notice the smell?
What smell?
Garlic. Come, we're off.
What, garlic?
What? Where?
To see Guido Hellishosi, of course. One of the few gondoliers still in business. Oh, and by the way, when we get there, you might want to plug your nose.
But why?
You see, Guido has the worst garlic breath you have ever smelt. He eats it like candy.
Oh. Look! Here comes another gondolier! How romantic!
It is my old friend Caruso, the gondolier. He shall take us to Guido's.
Sherlock, are those fumes coming out of his mouth?
Yes, you see, Caruso... he likes garlic as well.
Oh.
stormy, a taste sensation that makes life sweet. I eat it daily, it's such a treat. It thrills my tummy and moves my feet. Garlic's fragrance is so unique. My friends all smile every time I speak. Really classy, it's really chic. It keeps me healthy with a rosy cheek.
Oh, I love garlic, it's hard to live.
I have no friends, I'm all alone. My mama just called me on the telephone.
The telephone!
Oh, mama, it's just so, so good.
It's so, so good!
I know I ring, but I can't help it.
Because I know.
Concerned about your friend's misfortune.
Hey, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Has your business today brought you anyone near the Bridge of Sighs?
I haven't been there all day. Ask me again. Hey, Little Caesar. I haven't been there all day, have I?
No, Papa.
You done with the 20 questions game?
For now, anyway. How about a ride back to headquarters?
Oh, I'd love to take it, but I've got to see the door.
How much?
Little Caesar, tell him the deal.
It's a 50,000 lira.
What? That's an outrageous price.
So it is. Will you look at that? There ain't no other boats on the canal.
He's got a point. I don't see any gondoliers anywhere.
And there's no music either.
We'd love to play a song from our new CD.
It's on sale now.
It's all about you.
All right, Guido, we will pay your price. But only if you sing as we cross.
Sing? Are you kidding?
It's tradition, Guido.
Well, get your own gig. We don't sing.
We are the speaking guests!
We take the place of that car! Back off!
This is my racket, not yours!
But I thought all gondoliers sang.
Well, this one too. I hate singing. Now, I got work to do if you don't mind.
Very well, Guido. We will see you later. And I'm keeping my eyes on you.
Oh, man, I'm shaking in my boots. Listen, you guys, you better watch your back. And I won't recommend taking any more boat rides here. Unless you want to swim with the sharks. Capiche?
Phew, what an awful, luscious smell.
You weren't kidding about his breath, Sherlock.
He certainly smells like a bad guy.
Hey, wasn't that the same odor we smelled at the bridge?
Oh, he must be the villain.
Quite the contrary. It was not Guido Helitosi who sunk that gondola.
What? How can that be?
But the garlic.
Was a different kind of garlic than that which we smelled at the Bridge of Sighs.
How can you be sure?
Elementary, my dear Captain. You see, Guido reeks of the common garlic grown right here in Venice. However, the smell at the bridge was ever so slightly more pungent. Perhaps grown on a remote island, unless I miss my guess.
It all smells the same to me.
To the untrained nose, I'm sure it does.
And Guido acted so malicious suspicious.
He certainly has the most to gain by losing all his competitors.
Oh, Guido is by no means innocent. And I suspect that his game will be sniffed out before the sun sets tonight. But it was not he on the bridge.
Even if he didn't do it, he sure was a grouchy misgrump.
And his family never sings.
Now that is a tragedy, Princess. I have so many great memories of going to church with my family and singing great old hymns of the faith. Whenever there was a church service, we were always in our place.
School. I find my nicest shirt and tie. My sister found a dress. Oh, we all knew that it was time to wear our Sunday best. Our church was filled with singing, our hearts were filled with joy. Our Sunday school was ready for every girl and boy. The pastor preached a message of God's amazing grace. Every time the doors were open, we were always in our place. We raised the roof with good old hymns, we made a joyful sound. My mother cooked our favorite foods for dinner on the grounds. We worshipped as a family, we filled the second pew. Christ Jesus welcomed each of us as we were born anew. Our hearts were filled with singing, our hearts were filled with joy. Our Sunday school's ready for every girl and boy. The pastor preached a message of God's amazing grace. Every time the doors were open, we were always in our place. Our church was filled with singing, our hearts were filled with joy. The Sunday school's ready for every girl and boy. The pastor preached a message of God's amazing grace. Every time the doors were open, we were always in our place.
When the doors were open, we were in our place.
What next, Captain Patch?
Well, we should just keep on moving, keep a sharp lookout. Maybe
ask some questions or something?
But where do you think we can go?
I don't know. I wonder who there else is to talk to.
Well, I'm sure hungry.
Yeah, me too.
I'm very hungry.
Spaghetti? Yeah. Pizza sounds amazing. That pizza we had
pizza,
for breakfast.
Yes, oh, definitely.
So delicious. He does make the best pizza in all of
Man, where's Papa at a time like this?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm sure I'm thankful for my family and for growing up in a Christian home.
If you are, you know, you gotta keep a sharp lookout, so come, let's get to the lunch.
Oh, alright.
I'm still full from breakfast.
Forgive me, Capitan, but there's no one else you can talk to.
No.
Yeah. You know, you gotta come.
Wait, I heard about one guy. I think his name was,
Was he a street preacher?
Yeah.
Yes,
him. Him, I wonder where he is. We should go find him.
Come on, let's go find him.
I think we should go find
All
him.
Right.
Yeah.
He sure is hard to find.
Yeah. I sure am thankful for my family, though, for growing up in a Christian home.
Maybe if Guido sang more, it wouldn't be so grouchy.
You know, even if Guido sang more, that wouldn't solve his real problem. He needs God to put a new song in his heart. But that's a decision Guido just isn't ready to make yet. And I'm afraid Little Caesar may end up just like him.
How sad. He's never had a song in his heart.
It's horrible.
Wow. That sounds like a simply awful way to grow up. No a song, no a Jesus.
Street preach, Gasparo. Greetings, oh,
street preach. No.
Everyone, this is street preach Gasparo. He leads a Christian ministry to the orphans of Venice. He takes them in, feeds and clothes them. He teaches them about God's love and salvation in Jesus. And he has them sing in the famous Venice Boys Choir.
Isn't it the Vienna Boys Choir?
No. We live in the Venice, so it is the Venice Boys Choir. These here are two brothers who are in the choir. Alfonso and Giovanni.
Ciao.
I have in the choir singing the good news of Jesus Christ along the canals of events.
Gasparo took us in 3 years ago and our lives have not been the same since.
We were living in an empty gondola and we're cold and hungry.
And wet. Gasparo found us in... brought us to a shelter where he gave us food and clothes.
And then he told us about Jesus and his love for us.
And we got a new song in our heart. I have the joy down in our heart.
Where?
Down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. I have the
joy down in my heart.
Where?
Down in my heart. To stay. And I'm so happy.
Their family like you would have, Patch. But they are growing up all right. They know about Jesus and they have eternal life and they love to sing their new song.
How wonderful, fantastic! We'd love to sing our new song to our new singing.
We are the singing.
Each day I come to the canals of Venice searching for poor orphans whom the Lord would want to put into the choir. This boy is Valentino. He has just joined us this week, and I would love for him to sing in the boys' choir.
Thanks for the food and shelter, Mr. Gasparo, but I'm not looking to sing in no choir. I don't sing.
And so, he's just like Little Caesar and Guido. How sad.
Family or no family, rich or poor, cat or rat, a big tree or a small tree, mountain or a valley, an ocean or a stream, past a rock or a man with hair. Or Kurt Weitzig or a man with good jokes. Carlo Di Venni batti a Nussano. His grace is a marvelous, and anyone can join in the choir.
Questions, keep a sharp lookout.
Hey, if you want to be a sharper, you got to eat. Come, we get to the lunch, huh?
But I'm still full from breakfast.
Me too.
Now, forgive me, Capitan, but there's no one else you can talk to. Everybody, they go eat. Now, come, let's not keep a mama waiting. You too skinny. How you live with just a little skin and the bones? Come on, come.
Oh, so
me.
I'm the devil. What does it happen?
Thank you.
maybe you should split up. PJ and Princess, why don't you go find little Caesar? He may know more than he's telling.
Aye, Captain.
Well, I think I'm going to go try to find Sherlock, see if he saw anything new.
I think I'll take a little nap.
Oh, no, you don't.
Mamma mia.
Oh, stop you complaining. You needed that exercise.
Sissy, why don't you fly over the city and keep watching all the gondolas?
Aye, Captain. Arrivederci.
Oh, watch out for those cats.
Oh, Venice is such a beautiful city. If only it weren't for all these cats. Alley cats and cat cats and stray cats. No, 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 a scary cat. I'll fly. Just for a minute or two. It's like my own secret place up here. All white and soft and quiet.
Secret place.
tell him the captain is looking for him. Sherlock! Oh, Sherlock! Oh, Sherlock, what can you do?
What, you silly seagull?
Well, I just wanted to tell you, the captain was looking for you.
Captain?
Well, yeah, you know. He was wondering if you had any leads.
Leads?
Well, yeah. Remember, Captain Patch ordered me to patrol the skies and keep an eye out on the gondolas.
Oh, Sherlock. Right, I see. Well, you may tell your captain that everything is progressing according to plans now. Fly away, leave me to my work.
But aren't you going to-
Listen, you butthead, can't you see I'm busy? Now get lost, I tell you.
I'm sorry. Zoe, mommy, he sure was on a Moriarty.
Your love will grow, you will move away. is bounty on me and you. Scatter seeds of love and mercy. Spread them everywhere you go. Kindness is the way to let the love of Jesus show.